Hello, Mark.
Yes, Tim.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Got a question for you.
I'm all ears.
I got a little house down on Lake Cumberland.
Okay.
It's a concrete block house sitting with a crawl space with plywood on the rafters. And what I'm wanting to do is in the kitchen area and the dining area, I'm wanting to put down ceramic tile. Now, I do not control the climate in the house over the wintertime. So I'm a little concerned about the expansion and contraction, having different densities, you know, the plywood and then putting one board and tile over the top of that. With the expansion rate being different between the two, do I have to be worried about the tiles popping off the ceramic tile?
Not if you use that wonder board.
Okay,
if you were to put the tile directly onto the wood subfloor, which you can do in certain instances, I'd be worried about that. But the movement, the expansion contraction between the plywood is going to be taken up by the nails on that wonder board. In other words, the wonder board is not going to expand and contract.
Okay.
Not significantly. And if you adhere the tile to the wonder board with thin set, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
And the proof of that is, think of how many situations where there's ceramic tile installed on concrete that actually is outdoors.
Right.
Have you ever seen that? I mean, I can take you to 10 places I can think of right off the top of my head here in the tri-state area where tile is outdoors. I mean, I know 5 of them right off the top of my head because I put them in.
Well, I've seen that before.
But you see what I mean? In other words, that tile is put onto concrete with thinset, and that concrete goes through all the wild temperature extremes. See what I mean?
I understand that, but I was concerned about it being over the top of plywood.
Well, I know, but that's right. But the temperature, that plywood may move, but that wonder board's not going to move as much. In other words, the nails will take that flex.
Okay, I normally set my wonder board in thinset. So would you still recommend doing that?
No, I would not do it in this installation. I would make sure that the plywood is in the same plane, and if you have to do any shimming, do it with asphalt shingles.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you much for your answer.
No problem, man. Not a problem at all.
Take care.
Okay.